Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. I'd like to get together with the two of you sometime this week.
What for?
We need to review all of the applications for the receptionist position and choose someone by Friday.
And it's already Tuesday. I have to inspect the production facility this afternoon.
Let's see what we can manage. How's tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Let me see. Tomorrow is Wednesday, so I'll be meeting with a client in New York. I won't be back until late.
Can you reschedule the New York trip for Friday? Wednesday is the only day I'm free.
That should be fine.
Number 32. Why does the man want to hold a meeting? Number 33. What does the man mean when he says, "Let's see what we can manage"? Number 34. When will the speakers most likely hold their meeting? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Rod, are you ready to discuss the sales forecast?
I took it home to work on last night. It's finished, but I have to confirm all of the figures to make sure there are no mistakes. I'll be doing that all afternoon.
I see. Well, I'd like to read through it with you soon. Do you have time to meet tomorrow?
Could do. I'll give you a call after I check my schedule. What time do you have in mind? Number 35. What is the man preparing? Number 36. What does the man say he will do this afternoon? Number 37. What does the man mean when he says, "could do"? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation and list.
Good morning, Frank. I just had a really busy night on the reception desk. Are you ready to start your shift?
I sure am. Were there many problems in the rooms overnight, or are all of the guests satisfied?
There was really only one big problem. Here's the summary. I had to move this customer because there was too much noise coming into the room from the amusement park next door. I was able to get the air conditioner fixed, and I offered this customer a discount when they complained about the size of the room.
Great. I'll give them a call later and make sure they're happy in their new room. See you tomorrow, Kelly. Number 38. What is most likely true about Frank? Number 39. Look at the graphic. Which guest was moved to another room? Number 40. What does the man say he will do?